Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Trina Page and she is a Girl Scout leader. We're going to find out more about Trina and more about Scouts. Good morning to you, Trina.
Good morning, LaVon.
The first thing I want to know is how long you've been a leader.
I've been a leader. I'm going into my 6th year, this 2015-16 year.
And I know you have at least one daughter. More?
Just one daughter, and she bridges this year to cadet, so I get to try a new mission there.
So saying that, that's something that we need to know about is how young, where do you start, and kind of what's how do you grow through the ages?
All right. Well, with kindergarten and first grade, they're daisies, and that's more or less starting to learn, you know, how to do the Girl Scout shake and how to say the promise and the law. And they also do little service projects, starting to learn how to give back to their community. Brownies is your second and third graders, and juniors is your fourth and fifth graders. Cadets is your middle school, so sixth, seventh, and eighth. Seniors is your ninth and tenth graders, and ambassadors is 11th and 12th.
Okay.
And in Atlantic, all we have is up to cadets, and this year we have eighth graders. So,
So the opportunity for adult leaders is open?
Yes, very much so. When we go camping or we go on events, we go to Disney on Ice and Wells Fargo Arena and Des Moines, and anytime that we want to like do a day camp or an overnight, we need lots of volunteers, so we always need help.
It's of course, it's all about the young women, the girls, but you've got to have those adults around too. Let's talk a little bit about what you said you could start kindergarten, but what does it take to join? Are there any requirements?
The requirements, we have a membership form. You fill it out, and it's $15 to join for the year. You can do as much as you want with it, or you can do as less as you have the time for. So it can go anywhere from troop activities. You can do events with the council. You can go to camp in the summertime. So.
Lots of different kinds of opportunities. How often, with your group, how often do you meet?
Right now we meet twice a month, and we usually meet an hour. So, and we usually do every other week. Right now I can't tell you what's set up because we haven't got everybody's schedule, and we really don't know who's all joining again this year. So
this is a good time for new members to join up. What should they do to get more information, or who can they contact you, and who, you know, where else can they get information?
Well, they can contact me. My cell phone number is 712-249-3219. Otherwise, I have an email address of page4@q.com, and that's pageforq.com.
Okay. Just be sure to contact you. Maybe some of the members who are in school will be talking to their friends and some other folks. Wouldn't that be a good way to recruit?
They do that now. That's where, when we first started, my daughter was a daisy, and I think there was with our troop 116, there were like 6 girls that started, and last year we were at 53.
53, that's a huge percentage. You got to be doing something right, Trina.
I hope so. I think it's a very good thing for the girls. Mm-hmm. I think they learn a lot.
And are there other leaders at these various ages, or are you it?
No, Jason Rosenbaum actually does daisies. There's Chris Bennett and Emily Harris, and they do the brownies. The juniors this year is led by me, and cadets is led by me.
Okay, so it's good to have some other folks around to help all of that out. How do you, where do you get ideas? As a leader, surely sometimes you need a little support and ideas and just, you know, to kind of keep you going because it takes a lot of time and energy. Where do you get that support?
Girl Scouts have, they're called journey books, and you can get them at the Girl Scout shop, and it just teaches it. And they have an adult guide, so it's like kind of like a teacher's guide. It teaches you what you need, what steps you need to do to teach them, what levels, and gives you ideas on service projects. I love Pinterest. I get a lot of my ideas off of Pinterest because other leaders, you know, put that up there. You can also go to other Girl Scout websites. They also have good ideas, too.
Okay, very good. And we want to talk a bit about, you know, I keep hearing about badges. Tell me about how members earn badges, what kinds of badges there are, you know, that they work on, I think, as individuals as well as groups.
Yeah, right now we kind of do them like troop wise, but like we had a camp out the 8th of this month, and the girls that went earned, juniors earned camper, and then the cadets earned trailblazer. So the badges all stay the same, more or less. They just gradually get a little more difficult and a little more things that you learn. So, and then they did detective, and then the cadets earned special agent. And my husband helped with that, and they love that because they got to learn how to do blood splatter. And yes, and they did a mock killing, and yeah. Yes.
This is getting more interesting by the moment, Trina. And we are visiting with Trina Page, who is a scout leader here in Atlantic. And it just kind of list some of the other kinds of badges, because that just fascinates me, all the different possibilities. I don't know how many there are.
Oh my goodness, there's quite a bit. I know that when they do journey books, there's either 3 to 4 patches they earn during there, and that's just step by step of what things that they earn. There's also, with those journey badges, there's like a, you can buy a skill building set, and there's 4 or 5 that branch off of from that. There's financial literacy. There's cookie ones.
Almost anything you're interested in, right? I mean, yes. I suppose you could go hiking, you could go fishing, you could cook your dinner, you could on and on.
Yeah, and that's like what's in the Trailblazer. The one thing that they had to do is they had to plan a meal, or, you know, 3 meals, and, you know, go hiking. It just branches off from there. There, when you earn a badge, there's like 5 steps to it. Okay. And then they pick 1 step off. There's like 3 steps to the 5 steps. So each one, so step one would have 3 choices, and the girls choose those one out of those 3 choices.
You mentioned that there's a cookie badge. I want you to talk about cookies, because you've done some special things with the cookies.
If we have any left over when we sell them, the troop has donated them. We donated to military families locally that were away. We've given to the homeless. Last year, that's what we did with our cookies. We handed them to Melvin Brivels, and he gave them to the homeless so they could have some cookies.
Mm-hmm. You took an extra step when you sent them to the military families. I think you wrote some notes with them.
Yeah, we wrote some notes how much we appreciate what they do in the military, and thank them for our freedom.
Uh-huh. And did you hear back from anybody?
A couple of people wrote us back.
That had to be a thrill for your members to hear back from them. Let's talk a bit about leadership. As we were talking ahead of time, you used the term girl-led. Talk a bit more about that.
Girl Scouts is girl-led. What it is, you know, in the younger group, they're given choices, and that's how you start. So they're just starting their leadership skills. As you grow a little older, like I'm getting to the cadets, I'm stepping back as an advisor. I'm just advising, and I'm letting them run with it. Mm-hmm. So, and that's how you go as you go further. Senior ambassador, they end up leading the whole thing, and you just step back and advise. Mm-hmm. So,
but you always have to have that advisor there, which it sounds like to me, Trina, as you move along with your daughter, I'm thinking maybe you've done some growing too.
Yeah, I have. I wanted to do this when I was a little girl, and that wasn't a possibility for me. So I guess you can say I'm that parent living my dream through my daughter.
But that's okay, because I hear you say you step back when you have to. So that's okay. You're not just taking over and doing your thing completely. So give us a little, we've sort of done this, but give us a little marketing thing, a little promotion. If you were going to go to school, or you had neighbors that had girls, what would you say to them to motivate them to join?
Come out and have a good time with us. We do have a good time. Like I said, the badges, you wear a uniform, and I'm military, so that uniform is pretty precious to me, because I did have to wear that when I was in the military. So, and when you walk around and they have that on, and the people notice them with all their badges and what they've done, and you learn... the badge is more or less a life skill. I mean, it's something that, it's a job that, you know, it's just giving you a little bit of part, and kind of helps you decide who you want to be when you get older. So
it is a kind of working on a career path also. Well, we want to thank you very much, Trina Page, for visiting with us. And again, why don't you give your email address one more time in case somebody has more questions?
My email address again is page4@q.com, and that's PageFour@q.com.
Thank you very much, Trina Page. Until next time, here's a thought. Your attitude is like a box of crayons that color your world. Constantly color your picture gray, and you will always be bleak. Try adding some bright colors, and the picture will be much lighter and brighten up your life.